Hi, Marty Lurie here. Brandon Belt. Slater, tremendous slide at the plate against Colorado. This is one of those great baseball moments, I must tell you, and you were part of it.
Yeah, I was right there. I like to feel like I was actually the main component in that, and I'm the reason why he was safe. You know, I told him to get down into my left, so I think I'm going to go with he saw me, and that's exactly what he did, and that's the reason why he was safe. But it was absolutely a tremendous slide, and it won us the ballgame, or at least it was part of why we won the ballgame.
Yeah, well, he credits you. He said you were standing there. He said you were waving the other way, though. But
No, not true. Not true. I was going from top right to bottom left, and we'll have to watch the replay. But, yeah, I mean, that's the job of the on-deck guys, to get out there and try to help them out. So, you know, Parra's going to have a good arm, a good accurate arm. So, you know, I knew that I might have to be a part of that play. Got over there, told him to get down, but he did. He did the hard work and did an outstanding slide. So, and having his speed on the base pass is something you can't put a value on sometimes. So,
yeah, I thought it was terrific. And the hand found the plate, and it's a great play because Parra can throw.
Yeah, absolutely. Not only does he have a cannon, he's very, very accurate. I've tested him a few times, thinking that he's got to make a perfect throw to get me out, and he did it. So I know firsthand how good he is out there. And, yeah, you just know it's going to be a close play. But fortunately, we got a guy with speed out there on the bases.
You had a heck of a defensive play in that Colorado game on Tuesday night as well. Now, one was a crazy hop that went past you. Then you snared a line drive that saved Holland.
Yeah, fortunately, I didn't get off the base too much. Sometimes, you know, it just depends on who's up at the plate. I'll get off quite a bit. But fortunately, I was in good enough position. I was able to get back and catch that ball and tag first base. So it just kind of one of those things that it just worked out.
Was it an ice cream cone?
Yes, very much so. It was about half the ball was sticking out of my glove, but it was good enough to make a catch.
What's your favorite ice cream anyway?
When I go get ice cream in the East Bay, I get chocolate ice cream with Cinnamon Toast Crunch mashed into it. And that seems to be a good combo for me, and I'll probably stick with it for a while. But main flavor is chocolate for sure.
All right, one last thought for you. Sunday, a tremendous game. It was a great baseball game, great entertainment. And there was celebration afterwards. You're in there ripping his shirt off, and there was some question. What were you doing?
I was trying to take his clothes off. I mean, I thought that was kind of obvious out there. No, I think everybody was just overjoyed at the situation. And we see Hunter come in and put in the work day in and day out. And when you see it pay off for him like that, especially, you know, after what he's been through, not only, you know, this year, but the past few years with injuries and stuff, you can't help but feel happy for the guy because he's always happy for everybody else. So just a moment of being overjoyed, and I let it get the best of me, and I tried to rip his clothes off.
Always a pleasure talking with you. Thanks, Brandon.
All right. Thank you.